Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Charles Feldman.
I'm Mike Simpson.
You're listening to In Depth from KNX 1070 News Radio.
Universal basic income programs, they've been tried in the past. Stockton, California, by the way, was the first city in the U.S. to implement a program where 125 people were paid $500 a month with little to no strings attached. And they had pretty good success. Stockton residents who received $500 in guaranteed income were more than twice as likely to secure full-time jobs as people who were in a control group.
So now the basic income experiment comes to Los Angeles. Starting Friday, the city will be taking applications to find 3,000 households to be paid $1,000 a month. Curran Price, Los Angeles City Council member, represents the 9th District. Councilman, thanks for being with us. This is something that you are pretty excited about.
Yeah, we're very excited about it. This is going to be a real game changer for families and for our larger community. To have 3,000 participants in this program, they'll be receiving $1,000 a month, as you mentioned, for a year, no strings attached. And so this is going to be the largest guaranteed basic income pilot effort in the country. And we're excited that it's occurring right here in our backyard, in CD9 and in the city of Los Angeles.
So what is the goal of this experiment?
Well, the goal is to demonstrate that people, though, although may be poor, still have a good sense of how they should, how they want to spend their income and how they can prioritize their spending. In past experiments, we've learned that individuals who participate in these kinds of programs, don't whittle away the money on drugs or booze, but instead are buying the basics of rent, clothing, educational programs, food, getting the car repaired, those basics that are required to survive. And so we think that individuals, when given additional resources, can make intelligent decisions how to best meet those needs.
We mentioned a piece of the Stockton experiment. I think things have been replicated in some of the others. It's like a mobility factor, right? People either get full-time jobs or are able to look for different jobs. Why do you think that is? Is it the extra money frees up a little time? You don't have to take every shift, so you can go apply for a gig? Or like you said, you get the car fixed, you can drive further to a job?
Well, it's been a combination of things. Sometimes it's the fact of not having transportation or having reliable transportation. Taking this extra money so it takes a load off of other concerns you have, other bills and payments and other pressures. So it just provides you a different kind of mindset, as would occur with most individuals if they got an extra $1,000 a month to use as they saw fit.
All right, but so the ultimate aim is to get people motivated or to free them up because they've got a sort of basic income to go and find work that provides them with income beyond the year, right?
Well, that's true. We want to certainly help create some financial stability, help them achieve some long-term financial goals.
Well, it's only a year, so I mean, long-term goals are hard to do in a year. So,
That's true, but it's certainly possible to lay the groundwork.
Okay.
And we're going to be connecting individuals with other forms.
Okay, but the aim is for them. But the aim is for them to at the end of that year, because the money is going to stop, right? So at the end of the year, the idea is for them to go and get work, yes?
Well, correct. Okay. And they may be working already. They may have a job, but this $1,000 a month may help them relieve some of the other stress, some other issues that are impeding their growth and development and the success of their families.
Okay, so we mentioned at the outset the experiment that was tried in Stockton, California. So that's one. How much research, how many experiments of that type have actually been done so that there's confidence, a high confidence level, that this will work?
Well, you know, there have been a half dozen or so all around the country, and we've gotten the organization that has been doing those programs, providing the technical assistance in this one as well, so it will have the full academic credibility for it. In addition to the individuals receiving the benefits, there's going to be another control group of another 3,000 individuals that will be surveyed, will be involved. And so we really want to dig deep, get the basic demographic information, and find out, you know, how successful the program has been.
Where does the money for this trial run come from?
It comes from our city, discretionary funds. There's some COVID money involved, I believe, as well, but it's primarily funded from the city.
You mentioned just now to find out at the end of the year, I suppose, how successful the program has been. What's the definition of success?
Well, you know, I don't have all the details now, as we still, as we sort of create that that program. In the in other programs, though, it's been those that have been, you know, able to achieve work. Those that have been able to achieve some sense of financial stability, you know, because bills have been paid off or other investments made, the better peace of mind, a better sense of security with these additional funds. So we're going to be looking very closely to see what the experiences have been here in Los Angeles. It certainly has not been one of the largest pool as this, as we're talking about here. 3,000 individuals. And of those 3,000, almost 800 are going to be coming from my district, CD9, which is the poorest, most disadvantaged area in the city. And so these funds are going to be, as I said, unencumbered, no strings attached. Those who live in the city are going to be eligible, regardless of immigration status, for example. So we have to have a real cross-section and see how successful the program has been.
Thought experiment, if this works, if survey comes back and you like all the answers you see, how far does one take this? How much money do you put out there? Where do the cutoffs
go? I don't know. We're looking at it certainly 1 year at a time. We can't spend money, you know, in advance, but it may help us to either refashion or reform or recreate existing programs so that we can make these resources available, again, as I said before, in ways that we have not done before. So it will instruct, you know, the city in terms of how to perhaps better utilize limited resources.
Do you worry at all that, at least for some people, it might end up backfiring, that they'll get the money? They'll be used to having the money for a year, then the money's going to stop after a year, presumably, and then they don't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there are going to be all kinds of situations. Some may be negatively impacted by that loss of money. Others may be inspired, may be encouraged, may be, you know, have an incentive to continue or to work harder or to get a better job so that they can replace those funds. Those are the kinds of things we're going to be looking at, what the reaction has been and what the effect will be.
Applications Friday. So when does it all get started? And how do you choose from all the applicants that, that are going to send things in?
Well, let me just say that the application process begins the 29th, Friday 29th. It goes for 10 days through November the 7th. We've got a drop-in center, not only in our district office from Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 5, but at additional information hubs, at Trade Tech College, All People's Community Center, Vermont Square Library, Ascot Branch Library, Unipero Serra Library. So we were really spreading the net widely to encourage folks to apply. Once they have applied, they'll be put in the pool. There'll be a random selection of those that will be participating, you know, based on their compliance with the eligibility guidelines.
All right, Curran Price, Los Angeles City Council member in the 9th District. Councilman, thanks for talking to us.
I'm Mike Simpson.
I'm Charles Feldman.
For more in-depth, listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From KNX 1070 News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.